Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, we catch up with Judy Feldhausen, a consumer wellness advocate out of Streamwood, Illinois. Judy has an amazing background and experience when it comes to cardiovascular health and what it takes to truly achieve optimum performance in a cardiovascular manner. Her website, cardiowellnessgroup.com, is riddled with amazing resources on what you can do naturally in a non-invasive way to restore optimum function. So, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode where we catch up with Judy Feldhausen, consumer wellness advocate on Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you know, from time to time, I am very blessed to be able to interview and have what I refer to as origins stories on the Total Wellness Radio podcast. And today, from Streamwood, Illinois, I have a young lady by the name of Judy Feldhausen. She is a consumer wellness advocate. She has an amazing backstory of things to share with us today. Judy, thank you so much for being on Total Wellness Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. It's such a privilege to be here.
We have, as always, tried to bring as much value as we possibly can and just kind of share backstories with our practitioners. As your title is Consumer Wellness Advocate, you have an amazing website, the cardiowellnessgroup.com, and that's not a shameless plug at all early in our interview. That is, I've been on the site. I love what Judy's up to. I think it's valuable. It's needed. It's being way overlooked by mainstream disease management. And I think she's just got a lot of value to bring to you folks today on the podcast. And I'm very excited to have her. As we get started in our conversation, one of the things I like to find out about is what got you going in the direction of becoming a consumer wellness advocate? I mean, what was kind of the catalyst or the thing that happened to you personally or in your family that put you on this path?
Well, Dan, I think it started actually with me making my first goal in life. And it actually came around a sad situation. So at the age of 6, my dad had a fatal heart attack.
Oh.
And so my goal at the age of 6 was I wanted to be as old as he was, because to me, he was old. He was 39.
Yeah, wow. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so, and I survived that. I know I don't look over 39. No, really.
Look good, Judy, look good.
I look really good on radio, Dan.
Don't we all?
But when I got to that age, I had this realization, like, okay, I'm here, now what? What am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
I made this goal and there's more, and what can I give back?
Okay.
So I actually started first really taking responsibility for my own health. Because just because I got to the age of 39 didn't mean that I was going to get to the age of 7.
Yeah.
And started doing research and just a lot of work on how to make myself a better individual, a better person. You know, I started out in the coaching world, becoming a life coach. And then I decided to actually go even further than that and discovered a device that actually looked at the wellness of a person's cardiovascular system. And in 3 minutes can actually look at really how much cholesterol, whether the arteries are clogged, whether they're clear, and even stress levels. It's an amazing device, FDA approved. I absolutely fell in love with it and found out that I was not as healthy still as I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, and so just because you look good doesn't mean you're healthy.
Yep.
And I learned the reverse was true. Just because you don't look healthy doesn't mean you aren't.
Yeah.
That was a huge wake-up call for me, mm-hmm. because I tended to judge people by how they looked rather than what was going on in their body.
Yeah.
And so I discovered, first I discovered supplements that worked with the cardiovascular system that actually was based on the 1998 Nobel Prize in Science and helped so many people. Just a lot of people say that I saved their lives. I actually just spoke with one of my 72-year-old clients, and she said, I just have to tell you something that the doctor told me. And I'm like, well, what? She says, well, you know, I've had problems with my heart for years, and I've been going to a special cardiologist. And she just told me that I now have the heart of a 35-year-old.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, that's like half her age, right?
Yes. Good for her.
It just makes me feel so good that I can help people like that.
Yeah.
And in the past 2 years, 3 years, with what happened in the world, right?
Yes, yes.
I kind of got my ire up, I guess you'd say, and felt that there was another voice that needed to be heard. And that was the voice of total wellness and being able to take responsibility and not having to rely on your genetics or your health, but to be able to create something called epigenetics, mm-hmm. which is the ability to change your genetics based on how you are manifesting things in your life, like meals, mood, and movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually went back to school and became a holistic health practitioner, so that I had a voice of authority.
Yes.
And learned some amazing things that allows me to help people from creating a tincture in their home to advanced technologies that are out there. And I like to say I like to help people grow younger as they age.
Yeah. What a great concept.
We can do that.
What a great concept. You know, you're touching on so many wonderful points of discussion. You know, gerontologists and geneticists have told us through science that by design, we should be living to between 130 and 150 years of age right now today, even with the level of toxic chemical pollutants, air, water, and food, stress, and the depleted quality of food. We should still be, and we're living half lives, you know, it's 75, 76, 78. And modern medicine wants to say, wow, we hit a home run. We're helping people live longer than ever. When the reality of it is that by design and addressing the things you were touching on, when I want you to kind of talk a little more in depth on those with food and with intentional living and movement and stress reduction and the right supplementation, we have decades that we should actually be adding to our lives, to our ability to thrive, to stay healthy and maintain performance.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know, the reality is that, so don't, this is between you and me and maybe your guests.
Okay.
So, so I am on no medication. I've never been on any medication. I feel like I'm less than middle age. And so to share my age, I am over 70.
Well, you're doing good. You look great, Judy.
Yeah. Thanks. My voice sounds a lot younger, too.
Yes. Yes. And you can tell that in person's voice, how healthy they are on the inside when they have a nice, robust, you know, clear, good volume to the voice. That's one of the indicators. So, yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, it's just a matter, as you said, meals, you know, what you eat, what do you put in your body? You know, you are what you eat. Well, actually, you are what your food eats. I like to go one step more.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you are what you can metabolize. Most people's hormones are off. Yes, and cardiovascular stress was one of the number one contributors to constipation that a lot of people don't realize. So when you get your cardiovascular health on point, better elimination, better microbiome performance. I noticed in looking at your website, you do mention some of the things about the microbiome that people can actually get an ebook from you, I believe, on that topic. Take a moment and talk about that, would you please?
Well, you know, the microbiome actually was only discovered, gosh, a little bit more than a decade ago. To me, that is amazing. And the research that's been done on it since then has been phenomenal. That, you know, we're really only 90% human. Mm-hmm. When you think about it, we have a microbiome, bacteria and fungi and a lot of things going on in our body that are helping to support or not support our health.
Yep.
And when we have a healthy microbiome, things just move through our body more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And our gut is really now actually noted as our second brain.
Yep.
And there's so many times that people have these cravings and they say, oh, well, you know, my mind, I just got to turn my mind off to say I don't want sugar. When in reality, it's coming from their gut.
Yep.
Because that microbiome is really, I want to say it easily here. So there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And if that bad bacteria who are craving sugar are overpopulating the gut, they are going to say, feed me, feed me, feed me.
Yep.
And it's almost impossible to deny that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what most people don't realize is our gut, the gut is, you know, I love Dr. Joel Wallach's work and the studies he did when he was back when he was on the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And he was one of the vets on that show. You and I would remember that show. Some of our listeners might not, but Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins, right? And he had vets that were on there. And one of the vets was a guy by the name of Joel Wallach. And Joel talked about cows being meat eaters. That they weren't actually vegetarians at all. They were meat eaters. And as from a veterinarian standpoint, he pointed out the fact that with the four different compartments to the gut, the cow would chew the grass and the hay and the oats and ruminate on it. But as it passed through and got into the different tanks, it actually fed protozoa, bacteria, protein-based bacteria, and that's what actually fed the cow. And when I heard that 20 years ago, I thought, my gosh, that is absolutely astounding that there's so much that we really don't know, I think. I think that you and I, in the arena and the field that we're in, have the greatest opportunity to carry the greatest value of knowledge to others, even more so than modern medicine, because modern medicine is discounting and really discrediting the fact that your performance is based on how much purpose you put into your food. And we haven't been taught that in this country. We've been taught that food is nothing more than pleasure. It's nothing more than pleasure, has nothing to do with your health. You can eat whatever you want. And if you have a problem that develops into a drug deficiency because of your genetics, we'll blame mommy and daddy and don't question us because we're the experts. And that's the attitude. And that's how people globally are staying stuck and need to know more about what you have to offer and the philosophies that you've learned and have shared with people over the last number of years.
Yes, that is so true. Just recently, a neighbor of mine, their child, young adult child, was diagnosed with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of reasons to get diabetes. I'm not, you know, going to say whether or not this is true, but when you eat Takis for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then supplement with candy.
Yep.
Your body's gonna rebel.
Yep.
Your body is going to rebel.
Yeah.
The
pancreases get wore out. You know, when you and I were kids, we didn't grow up with a McDonald's, a Taco John's, a Mavericks on every corner, where you go and get fuel for your car. And oh, by the way, why don't you stop in there and get you a big gulp and some Cheetos and get you some fuel too. That's the mentality, because people don't give any thought to that, and they're not taught to give thought to that. And so, yeah, we're coming along. We're at a point in history because, like you say, recent events, more and more people are waking up to the fact that, you know what? I kind of feel a little misled here. I kind of think there's more to this health game than just scalpels and drugs. And fear as the number one tool to get you to use scalpels and drugs for your disease management. And so, yeah, this is perfectly timed. Talk to me about the device a little more that you have. The FDA, is it approved or certified by the FDA?
It's approved. It's FDA approved. It's a class 2 medical device.
Okay.
And it's used in doctor's offices to do a 3-minute non-invasive screening. So the patient actually gets to sit down and relax for 3 minutes with a pulse ox on their finger.
Okay.
And all they have to do is, the hardest part of the screening is to relax and be quiet.
Okay. Non-invasive.
After that, non-invasive. Yeah. If anybody's ever been in a hospital, they've had a pulse ox on their finger.
Okay. Right? Okay.
And that's exactly what it is. And it actually measures the blood flowing through the body. And actually, the ancient technologies had started that 2,000 years ago with reading the different pulses in the body,
yep.
Right? And in fact, you know, right now, a lot of natural doctors can listen to someone's pulse and say, hey, you've got high blood pressure. Or, you have some challenges here in your cardiovascular system. Mm-hmm. Well, this takes all of that technology and actually puts it into a report where we can look at the heartbeat. We can look at if the heart is skipping a beat. We can look at the elasticity or the flexibility of the arteries. We can look at how the blood is getting all the way to those tiny, tiny capillaries and what force that is. Because that makes a difference, you know. When we were talking about diabetes a little bit ago, how many diabetics have you heard that have lost toes, feet, limbs because they had diabetes? And yep. That's from poor circulation.
Yep.
So if we have good circulation all the way to our extremities, we can't have that problem and lose a limb.
Yeah.
Because that blood is flowing so well.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's stress management. There's 3 different kinds of stress on our body. There's physical stress, which is how our body responds to stress. So a lot of people, they start with, a little ache and headache in the base of their neck or maybe even in their back. That's where their stress starts. That's physical stress. Then there's mental stress. I call that the worry gene. So thinking about things over and over without resolution, right? That is what stress is. And, we help people reduce stress, both physically and mentally. And then there's stress resistance. How resistant is our body to pathogens, to things that are going on in our life? Outside forces, and we can look at that too. So it's an amazing, amazing device.
Yeah, I'm excited about learning more about it. The supplementation, you mentioned a little bit of the right supplementation. You talked about the study in 1998 about the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Are we referring to L-arginine as one of those factors?
We are, yes.
Yes, okay, good.
It's one of those factors. It's L-arginase and nitric oxide therapy. And, it makes such a difference. I've been blessed to be able to discover the product that is the only one listed in the physician's desk reference. So I believe that any kind of supplement, there's different ways to know whether a supplement is good or not. One of them is the physician's desk reference, but the other is the manufacturer. Looking at that manufacturing, looking at their quality of the products they're using, looking at whether that product is tested when it comes in, making sure that they adhere to some national standards, mm-hmm. Pharmaceutical grade standards for supplementation, even though yep. they're not AMA approved.
Right.
They still can manufacture to specific standards. So anytime I put something in my body, any type of supplement, I want to make sure that it's going to do the job it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, that there's a lot to that. As a manufacturer and as somebody who gets state and federal inspections on an annual basis and have had for years, part of that is also, can that body respond properly? You know, there's a lot from a purely a practitioner's perspective in designing nutritional therapeutics for people. There are factors that will stand in the way of the best supplements doing what they can do for people. And that's where and I'm glad you brought that up the way you did, because it's a very important education point that the layperson needs to understand. When we're working with nutrients like the manufacturer you're working with the nitric oxide and the L-arginine, different cofactors for vasodilation, for platelet function, all these things, mitochondrial respiration, detoxification at the cellular level. When you're talking about nutrients that can do this, and this is the only effect they have on the body, you have to remember, can that person's body even respond to the right nutrition? Because these are not drugs. These are not pharmaceutical drugs. Drugs go in and force chemical changes. Force that. Doesn't matter what your nervous system thinks about it. Doesn't matter if you're healing, if your sympathetic and parasympathetic system can respond to that drug. That drug is going to force change, where supplementation doesn't do things to the body. It does things with your body. And you got to be in a position, if you got systemic inflammation because you're eating corn all the time, you can take the best supplements on the planet and you're going to see minimal to no results, because you're still doing the thing causing the problem. And that's where people like you and I think really come in and can shine by educating these people to the fact that, look, the health you have is based on the habits you participate in. We're going to have to do some little Sherlock Holmes here and identify some habits that over the next 3 to 6 months, maybe a year, you're going to have to address and correct. Then you could be responding to this the best possible way. And so I think that's what you're touching on is really important, that I don't give person echinacea to thin the blood. I give people echinacea to see if it will help their blood thin. It's a resource the body can use. But if there's other factors that are present that they're not taking care of, like the little person who got, you know, diabetes, thinking they can eat whatever they want 3 times a day and have cookies and candies and cakes as snacks, and ever see that diabetic condition go away 100%, they're kidding themselves. No amount of nutrition or supplementation will ever outperform a poor diet.
That's so true. And you're right, there are so many underlying causes. So sometimes it is like, you know, being a wizard to find out really what that is, right? I just partnered with a lab, actually, that takes a blood test that you get anywhere from any type of, organization, and you could take that information, put it in her diagnostic tool, which is just amazing, and she will look at a holistic response to your blood. Mm-hmm. So looking at, maybe vitamins and minerals that you need to actually improve the amount of red blood cells, or the immune response, or the blood pressure issue, yep. whatever that challenge is. So it's so fun to help people really find solutions.
Yeah.
That's the joy. Like, oh, if I'd only known.
For those of you just tuning in to us on the Total Wellness Radio podcast, We are interviewing Judy Feldhausen. She's a consumer wellness advocate. She has the Cardio Wellness Group out of Streamwood, Illinois. And to reach out to Judy, I want to make sure we get to this captured before I forget. To reach out and connect with Judy, you can reach her at judy@cardiowellnessgroup.com. Her direct phone number is 800-957-8946. That is 800-957-8946. And I definitely encourage each of you listening to go and visit the cardiowellnessgroup.com site. So thanks again for being on with us. When you talk about different stressors and different things that you help people with, give me your elevator version, okay, of when someone decides to get a hold of you at the website, what are some of the steps that you're going to take them through? Let's say I'm in Wyoming, right? You're in Illinois. How would I benefit from what you have to offer, Judy? And what process would you take me through?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of my services are via Zoom or phone. So I get to work all over the world. I'm so blessed. I have clients in Germany and England, all over the place. It's just so fun. But the issues are the same all the time.
Yeah.
And I really like to find out where people are, where they want to be, and what they're willing to do to get there. I also, one of the things that I do that's a little bit different than a lot of people is I believe that if you make small shifts over a long period of time, that you can do an about face on your health.
Totally true.
So,
totally
you know,
true.
It's not about, okay, we're going to stop all the sugar, we're going to stop all the white stuff, we're going to stop. And I like to say we're going to add to what you're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to add some good things. And you know what? We talked about that microbiome. The good thing about the microbiome is that when you're adding the good stuff, those little bacteria, those little people inside there, they're actually going to say, I want more of that good. Give me more of that good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the way you can change your life.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, you're touching on some things that are very, very common practice, you know, in our clinic here in Cheyenne. We see about between 420 and 450 visits a month that come through our clinic from all over the country. And we're very blessed to keep it. The reason, I think, is, you know, besides the fact that we've gotten tremendous results over a broad spectrum of cases with people, is that our process is just like what you're saying. It's simple adjustments over an extended period of time. You do not restore function in 3 to 6 days, hours, or even months. It takes several healing cycles. If you look at people like Dr. Bernard Jensen and all the 60 different books he wrote on health and nutrition, he talks about very specifically, it takes a period of time to wipe out these layers of stress. And a healing cycle is 12 to 14 weeks, and most people go through several of those as they actually restore optimum function. And so I really appreciate what you're sharing. I want to echo that that is, in fact, what we have found also to be true. The best approach is mild adjustments over an extended period of time that are sustainable, that take that person in the direction that they say they want to go, and gives them the results that they're looking for. But it's not a take a pill for the ill and you're fine approach. That's disease management, right? Advanced care, like what you and I practice, an advanced form of care actually restores function without artificial support and or suppression of the body's natural abilities to tell us there's a problem and or to correct that problem given the right resources. So I really appreciate what you're touching on there. I haven't heard someone refer to that way in a while. And it's a breath of fresh air to me as someone who's been doing this for 20 plus years in a clinical setting to hear you echo that is the approach. And you're right. It's there's nothing that will help people achieve those goals better and lock it in longer than what you just said. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's many paths to wellness. And as a practitioner, we need to be able to find the patient, find the best for them.
Yep.
Not what's the best for us.
Yep.
But what's the best for them.
100%. 100%. I couldn't agree more. So what other projects, what are the things you got going on? Give us as we get ready to wrap this up with you, Judy, for the first time. And by the way, I want to make sure that you say this during the recording. Please promise me we'll do this again in the future.
Oh my gosh, it's been such a pleasure. It's so wonderful to talk with someone that's on the same page, in the same book.
Yes, the same book. That's right. So yes, thank you. We will definitely revisit with you in the months and years to come and keep tabs on you. Any like different projects? Are you planning different services? Are you writing different books or support? Share with our listeners some of the other things that you've got going on that you'd like to share with and make sure they know about.
Well, yeah, I am doing, going to be doing an online program. It's in the process. I have my 12 lessons. I just need to work them out a little bit. And just on a personal note, I am in the Chicago area and recently have purchased a house in Florida and am doing short-term rentals for when I'm not there so other people can enjoy it too. So I have had such an education on people that walk into my home.
Yeah.
From all over the country. So just one other thing that's, you know, something just for fun.
If there was one last comment or one little pearl, Judy, that you'd like to share with our listeners as we get ready to wrap this up, what would that pearl be?
I would say always have hope.
Good advice. Good advice. Judy, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
Thank you, Dan. It's a pleasure.
So to remember to get a hold of Judy, you can reach her at judy@cardiowellnessgroup.com. Her direct cell number, her business number, 800-957-8946. That's 800-957-8946. Please do check out her website. Check out the other resources that she's made available to you on that website. And by all means, reach out to Judy for your needs in the future on this issue. Again, thank you so much, Judy, for being on Total Wellness Radio. And for you listeners, we look forward to catching up with you in another episode of Total Wellness Radio. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.